Baja Bean Restaurant is a Stanton institution. Its owner is Sarah Lynch.
We opened in 98 and there was nothing going on really downtown. We were the only light on downtown after 9 o'clock at night because we've been open till 2 a.m. since we opened.
Sarah Lynch is also an insatiable reader and a big Harry Potter fan.
If I went to trivia, I don't know if I'd win, but it is so near and dear to my heart. Harry Potter came along when I was an adult. If I had read them when I was a child, I'm sure they would have been like Little House on the Prairie is for me.
It eventually dawned on her. Some Stanton businesses were kind of like those featured in the books. The tiny clock shop on West Beverly reminded Sarah of Grim Old Place. Baja Bean itself had sort of a Potter vibe to it.
Baja, the bar, was very easily seen as the Hogshead because it is a little seedy and there's some, you know, undercover dragon trading or whatever going on over there.
2 years ago, she contacted Pufferbelly's toy store and asked if they wanted to join her in hosting a Queen City Potter party. It was to coincide with the release of the latest Potter spinoff, The Cursed Child. Before she knew it, 10 Stanton shops wanted to be included. She put the word out on Facebook, and more than 5,000 wannabe wizards from across the country descended on Stanton.
Welcome to Queen City, mischief and magic.
The downtown transforms into a magical village. People show up as their favorite Potter characters. Kids experiment with wand crafting and wizard dueling. People drink butter beer.
It was this joy, you know, there was like just a sense of joy. Like if clouds could rain rainbows, I feel like that's how Stanton would have felt that day.
Sophia Barada is an actor with the American Shakespeare Company. She volunteered last year to help sort kids into the various houses at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. Harry Potter was a member of Gryffindor. Slytherin is sort of known as the villain house.
I remember, like, really clearly, actually, this one kid who he got sorted into Slytherin, and at first he was, like, really excited. He was like, oh, I'm Slytherin, and then his siblings were making fun of him, and he almost started to cry. And so I was like, don't tease your brother for being in Slytherin. Slytherins have really ambitious people, you know? There, a lot of people are really smart to come out of there, and they go on to do really great things. So I listed a couple, like, good Slytherins so that he could be like, ha, I'm a Slytherin. And it was really sweet in the end, and I gave him a lollipop because I had one here, so...
Sarah Lynch's Potter Party became so popular with fans that Warner Brothers, which owns the film rights to the Harry Potter movie series, got wind of it and asked her to comply with their guidelines for events involving Potter. So 1 month before last year's event, she changed the name to the Queen City Mischief and Magic Festival. It's already taken on a life of its own. They expect this weekend's attendance to hit 10,000.
You can say, like, you can't be Harry Potter themed, and we can be like, okay, but we're going to have owls and brooms over here, and we're going to play this game that's kind of like Quidditch, but not exactly Quidditch.
There will still be wands and spells and potions and costumes. Lynch says everyone should dress up.
Come in their favorite costume. We've had owls and phoenix. We've had, you know, dragons, all kinds of creatures show up here. And just have your best day doing exactly what you want. And come as early as you can because there will be lines for things.
Crafting starts down in the wharf area at 10 a.m. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.